Good morning and welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And today, I know we're all aware of the situation in Connecticut with the children that were lost their lives. The 20, it looks like 20 young children between the ages of 5 and 7, and then the teacher, principal, adults that lost their lives also. And I'm sure we've all heard of it by now, and we know what happened, and it's a tragedy. It certainly is a tragedy. It's a very sad affair. And something came to my mind over the weekend about this, that it's hard to talk about, but I think we all need to. Number one, we need to learn from this. There's unfortunately nothing we can do to go back in time to change the circumstances. God, the Lord knows that we as humans, we'd love to be able to go back in time and prevent this tragedy from taking place, but you know, it's something that we can't do. But we can learn, we can do better in the future. But the thing I want to emphasize is a couple things. One of them is we really, truly, not just say it, but we truly need to pray for the families of the children that lost their lives, these young children. And we need to pray for the families of the adults who lost their lives. Pray for the family, the shooter's father and brother, the shooter, evidently he had also killed his mother previous to going to the school, and they need prayer too. All of them do, and we need to pray for all those involved, the children that survived, the teachers and custodians, everybody that was involved. We need to pray for them. Lift them up to the Lord in prayer. There's going to be a lot of trauma in their minds for a long time to come. Adults, policemen, firefighters, all of them that were there on the scene had to take in a very horrific atmosphere and image that was implanted on their brain and in their brain. And then they're going to need prayer to be lifted up to the Lord to be able to handle this, to cope with it, and to go forth. The thing also that I think that we really have to do now, we need to understand that, as the Lord told us, we really have to raise up our children in the right way. It's just a horrific horrible situation there with these young children that lost their lives. And also, well, I guess what I'm getting at is we have to raise our children to love the Lord, to the fear of the Lord, which is, you know, the respect, the love, knowing who He is, understanding everything about Jesus and God, the Holy Spirit, because we never know, do we, what's going to happen in life. We certainly wish and pray that nothing like this ever happens again, but we don't know when our time is up. We don't know when our children's time is up. We have no idea. So we always, as the Lord had instructed us, we always have to be ready. In the book of Mark, in the Bible, 10:13-14, it says, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." That that tells us, in a nutshell, really, that we have to have the understanding, the innocence, and the acceptance and trust like a child does. These little children, they were so young, 5 to 7 years old. Some of them maybe never been in a church before. Some of them have. Some of them maybe didn't know who Jesus was. Some did. We don't know. Excuse me. But we as parents, we have to prepare our children for eternity, really, through the Lord. We can't take them through that trip of eternity, but we can prepare them for eternity, whether they live many years or just a few years, and they'll be ready. I believe, like most everybody out there, that there's an age of accountability. We don't know what that age is, but we know what it means. And I firmly, in my heart and in my mind, I have no fear and no doubt that the Lord is now protecting and loving these children in heaven. That's my belief. But there's so much more we could do. We need to start our young children as soon as they're able, as soon as they're capable of knowing who Jesus is, knowing what Jesus is all about, and teaching them to love the Lord and to accept the Lord. Not just to know who He is, but they need to learn to accept Him. That's our only, for lack of a better word, that's our only fallback, is knowing that when one of our loved ones leaves this earth, that we feel confident knowing that they're to be with the Lord for eternity. That that's the only thing that we can really grab onto for the future. And I think all of us as parents need to take some time every day, talk to our children about who Jesus is. Teach them who Jesus is and what He's about and what He can do for them and how they need to trust Him. And that will accomplish so many things. The biggest reward in all of that is that you will be securing knowing that your child loves the Lord, believes in the Lord, and no matter what happens to them, they're going to be with the Lord. That they live a long life, they've got a wonderful, wonderful foundation to build upon. And I think what we do is we take so much in life for granted that we forget that life is a temporary thing here on earth. It's just a temporal passing. We don't live here on earth forever. We live somewhere else forever. And I think that we all need to draw closer to God than we have. We all need to understand that the Lord is there for us. Now, as for the kid, the 20-year-old that committed all of these murders, this just terribly heinous thing that he did, his act, you know, I don't know a whole lot about what to say. Certainly you can, there's a part of you that wants to feel sorry for somebody like that, that can have that many problems, that has the mental, whatever that was in his mind, certainly wasn't right. So I call it a mental problem, because whatever that mental capacity in his brain at this point, and that point was rather, it was not right. And we have to understand that evil is very prevalent in our society more today than ever before. It's really, really, really a sad situation. And we have a real problem we have a bigger problem with evil and good, our spiritual battle, than any other battle that we can face, whether it's taxes, not enough money, no job, the economy's falling apart, whatever. That all is secondary to the spiritual battle that goes on for your soul and for your children's soul, your husband's soul. You know, everybody, every individual alive on earth today, there's a battle going on over who's going to get the soul. Is it going to be Jesus or the devil? And the devil wants and fights so hard. In John 5:29, the book of John, it says, "And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." I think that we have to understand that there is a battle out there, folks. It's not just somebody that flew off the handle. It's not just somebody that had a learning disability or whatever. It might have been. I don't know what the situation was with this young man, but I do know this. Like I said, whatever was going on in his mind, it was not of God. And if it wasn't of God, what else is there left? There's only two entities that are fighting for you: the Lord and the devil. And I really believe that evil was visited upon that poor town in Connecticut this past week. There is no other word to describe the horrendous act that happened. The loss of so many young kids, young children, their lives gone. I don't know how to fathom in my mind even what that has to be like. It's very emotional for me. I'm sure it is for you. But we have to go forward. And in going forward, we all have to make a concerted effort. Everybody that's listening and can hear my voice needs to make a concerted effort to, if you don't know Jesus, get to know Jesus intimately on a one-on-one basis. Get to know who he is. Learn to trust him. Have faith in him. Repent of your sins. Accept him as your Savior and follow him the rest of your days. You don't just say, "Forgive me of my sins," and then go out and do everything wrong. You can't. Follow him. Jesus said, "Come follow me, I will make you fishers of men." And that's our commission also. We are supposed to be bringing people to the threshold for the Lord. And we're not doing it. And we're not doing it with our children. We're not doing it with our neighbors, our family. Hardly anybody anymore. It's a horrible, rotten society. Something snapped within this young man's mind that, like people like to say, took him off the deep end. But we know how big a battle it is with Satan whispering in your mind that everything's okay and that this is good, and all along it's evil. So we really have to take some time, folks, to understand that there's a terrific, terrible loss of all these lives. All of these lives. I believe it's 28, I think, counting the mother, if I'm not mistaken. And we have to figure out what we're going to do about it. And what we need to do about it is turn to God. Nowhere else, not to the laws, not to any other type of thing, but we have to turn back to God on a full-time basis. So I want you to pray for these people. I want you to pray for all of them. Love them in your heart. Get to know the Lord. Start sharing the Lord and live with the reassurance of knowing that you also will spend eternity with the Lord Jesus. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. God bless each and every one of you.